This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Arjun called in from West Virginia. He was asking me about blankets. So I went over during the top of the hour news and commercial announcements and discussed with Mrs. Fennelli our blanket situation. All of our blankets are old. We've had them for many, many years, haven't bought them for decades. And the one that I like the best is 40 years old, at least. And what it's called now would be, if you were to look one up, it would be called an alternative blanket for down, you know, down feathers, animal feathers. So they make a synthetic microfiber now that's used as the fill between two sheets of material, and it's lightweight, and it has a good deal of warmth to it. And so I went to Sam's Club online, and I found this. It's called Members Mark. That's their house brand, and the title is Members Mark Garment Washed Down Alternative Blanket, assorted colors and sizes. And they have one that is a full fuller queen size, and it's $24.98. That kind of looks like what we have, and it's lasted for 40 years. And I read the reviews of it, and one guy says it's cheap and, you know, it won't last very long. Well, I think that's pretty much everything that you buy today that comes from Asia that's second rate. Chintzy, cheesy, won't last very long. So to answer your question, the microfiber, I don't like the idea of inhaling microfibers. I think microfibers are a tremendous pollutant. I think they're getting into everything. There's these tiny, tiny fibers. But I don't know the answer. I mean, if you're going to get a synthetic fill between two sheets of fabric as a comforter, if you will. Sometimes they're called comforters. That's kind of like what you're looking at, but you might want to look that up or look at the Chinese factory outlet, Walmart, and see what they have online to give you a feel for what you can buy. But blankets and layers, that's where it's at, Arjun.
Yep, sounds good, yeah. I mean, like one blanket, I got like another blanket, I would just put it like on the bed, and you know, like that actually creates like a lot of warmth, you know, like I think that should be enough, you know. But yeah, like that's all I have for today. You know, like that's all I wanted to discuss. But like I should have thought about this thing long time back. You know, like this reduces your electricity bill by quite a lot, you know. So,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It will increase your food costs because you're going to be eating more calories in order to generate the heat to keep, you know, to keep yourself warm. But your electricity costs should go down. And typically what you'll have to do is get accustomed to a lower and lower temperature. So at one point, you know, in the summer, if at night, if it gets down to like 72 degrees, that might feel chilly in the summer. But in the winter, 72 degrees is really hot in the house at night. Okay? So your body will become more and more accustomed to cooler and cooler temperatures. And probably somewhere between 65 and 68 degrees is where you can settle on your inside temperature for maximum savings of for heating. Okay, somewhere between 65 and 68. 65 is a little chilly. And in Italy, in Italy, they have decided that that is the highest. There's a new edict that they don't have enough energy to heat their public buildings. So 65 to 68 degrees is about as warm as they're going to get in Italy. And actually, some people in Europe are going to find out that 65 degrees Fahrenheit is really plenty warm, considering the alternative of no heat. And everything's broken, Arjun. Everything. I just heard in the top of the hour news that a coal-fired power plant, electric power plant, they shut it down for environmental concerns in New Mexico. Well, think about that. Okay, so they shut that down. And now people are going to say, well, we're not going to use less electricity. They're going to use the same amount that they've been using. And some people are going to be stupid and buy electric cars. They're going to use more electricity. So when they shut down the electric plant, it's going to come from someplace else, which is probably using coal or some other petroleum product or dinosaur, you know, product or fossil fuel, or use radiation to generate electricity or natural gas. No matter what, the energy is coming from somewhere. And the real answer is really simple. Use less, use less, use less. And that's what we all have to do. We all have to reduce our consumption. We don't need to burn up all the natural resources we have, you know, in our lifetime. We can save some for future generations. Arjun, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Liz. Yeah, bye.
That's Arjun, USA Preparers instructor, who used to live in what was formerly known as the Garden State, New Jersey. He escaped. He listened to USA Preparers, decided he was going to make the escape from the urban life, living in an apartment. He was going to buy a fixer-upper house in freezing cold West Virginia. He was going to work from home. He was going to work as a traveling consultant in the computer technology area. And he bought a house. He's been fixing it up. And he is the poster man for how to do it. And he's learning everything. He's learning how hard it is. He's learning how expensive it is. And he's learning that it's a lot of work and a lot of learning. But I got to tell you, I absolutely admire Arjun. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. Okay, so next thing, square drive screwdrivers. Have you ever heard of them? Well, they're used pretty often in electrical devices like circuit breakers. And they're really good because when you insert the square drive screwdriver in a square drive screw, they don't slide out. They don't slip like a Phillips screwdriver on a Phillips screw would. They stay in place. They don't round out. They work really, really well. So a lot of circuit breakers will let you use a flat blade screwdriver, which slips. And it's kind of dangerous in my world because it can slip and you can actually, if the circuit's energized, you can get a shock. But the square drive is so much better. And so I have one square drive screwdriver that fits circuit breakers. And I put a piece of insulation from Romex on it. I can identify it. So I've insulated it myself. And it really works well. So you might want to consider a square drive screwdriver. And there are two particular sizes, so make sure you get the right size for if you're going to use it for electrical work. I decided to, we've got some barn roofing that's got a million holes in it. Maybe 2 million. And the reason I say that is, before we bought this property, someone built a red-sided barn, steel siding, and it was probably, the siding was upgraded probably maybe 40 years ago, 40 years ago. And the roof that they put on it was used. So they took steel corrugated roofing, galvanized roofing, off another barn, which had a million holes in it, and nailed it onto this particular roof of this old barn. So when you stand in the barn, you can look and you can see. It's like looking at the stars on a really clear night, like a million or 2 million stars. But instead of stars, there are holes in the roof where previous nails were. Literally, I'm not kidding. So it's rusting through and it's starting to break apart. And what that means is the water from the rain and the condensation drips on the hay, and it causes the hay to degrade. And I don't like that, especially at $100 a bale for hay. So I decided that we put a new roof on this barn. Well, how much does roofing material cost? Well, I sell it by the foot. It's 3 feet wide. And it interlocks, and it's got ribs in it. And you can get it in different colors. You can get it white, tan, get it in a copper tone color, red, blue, green. And our other barn has a white roof, so I thought it'd be nice if they matched. So I priced steel roofing, sold by the foot, lineal foot. So 3 feet wide for each foot, you know, it's a price per foot. And it was $3 a foot about a week ago. It's now $3.90, 3.90. So it's up a third in about a week. Can you imagine that? Now, that's before the price increase from the hurricane in Florida hit. So once that hits, there are going to be, in my world, there are going to be multiple price increases in everything. So if you think about it, I mentioned that water is destroying, you know, refrigerators, freezers, washing machines, dryers, dishwashers, stoves, you know, outdoor heating systems, air conditioning units, the outdoor units, things that if you had a basement, things that are on ground level that use electricity, cars, starters, transmissions, differentials, engines, seats, carpeting, and then, of course, the house carpeting, the house rugs, the drywall, the outside siding, the oriented strand board, sheathing, shingles, nails. So it's all going to go up in price. So if you need it, you ought to get it, like, right now. I just feel that the price of everything is going to go up because of Florida. And it happened before. So what am I talking about? So we were working on our house in 2005, the particular farmhouse. And I interviewed several building materials companies, like lumber yards. And I said, so I'm thinking that we should buy everything from y'all. But there's some things that I need in return. So we'll buy everything. But y'all have to lock in the prices. Meaning, the price today that you're quoting me can't go up while we're building this house. So if you agree to that, and we decide to go with you, I expect you to hold the prices. So what happened? There was a hurricane in Florida. The price of sheathing, just one particular number, OSB, oriented strand board, 4 foot by 8 foot by half inch thick, went from $7.97 during this hurricane rebuild around 2005 to $21 to $22. That's what happened. And we used a lot of it, of the sheathing. That's just one item that went up 4x. That's why I'm telling you that it's going to happen again. I'm absolutely, positively certain that prices are going to go up. There's no question about it. Just from this one incident in Florida.
Look. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about tips from the book, 5-Minute University. It's unpublished, unfinished. And I'm trying to give you a feel for what these lessons that you can learn in 5 minutes or less are like. And Kathy, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Kathy, I'm doing very well. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
Dr. Soren, I know you wanted me to. I know you wanted me to ask Dr. Soren a question, and he did not make it today, so I did not ask your question. But please continue.
Oh, that's no problem, Vince. I wanted to bring it to people's attention. What happened to me, and right now bees are a little bit agitated. It's getting toward winter, and they're nesting, and I had a water bottle, and I was outside, and I did, it was a dark, it was like an amber color, so it wasn't clear, so I couldn't see through it, and I went to take a drink, and there was a yellow jacket in there, and it got me inside my mouth on my cheek. So just a word to the wise, to people to, like, don't leave your lids open. I've got one that's got, like, a pull-up lid that's real small that a bee couldn't get in there. But just check it when you're outside, especially. And I know that beer and iced tea or sweet tea and pops, they are really interested in that. So, and I did have another one, Vince, that happened to me quite a few years ago where I had left my shoes outside because they were muddy. And I put my foot in when there was a bee in there. And I got stung that way, too. So it seems like I get stung pretty much in the late summer. So I just, I guess my question is maybe next week if he's on, can ask him what else he would do. I did take a couple homeopathic remedies. That one was specifically for bee stings and one was for, like swelling and trauma. And they did seem to help, although I did get, my cheek did get swollen and it was achy for a couple of days. I'm fine now.
I'm glad you're fine. And as I mentioned to you last night, that one of the few times I played hooky from school, my friend and I decided that we're going to work on my old 1954 Jeep. And we were outside, and because we thought we'd learn more with the Jeep than, you know, going to school at that particular day. And so we played hooky, and same thing happened to us. He drank out of a bottle, and it got him on his tongue, and we almost had to take him to the hospital because he started swelling up just to the point where we thought he was going to not be able to breathe. But fortunately, I guess it got resolved. But that was, you know, around maybe 1969, 1970, something like that. So, yeah, it does happen. Kathy, I had a question for you. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, and you're the expert in USA Prepares in this. So I have a shirt on today. It's kind of a heavy material. It's, I guess, the closest thing that you might think of it as. It's a solid color. It's got, it's long sleeves. And it has two buttons on the cuff. So one, you can tighten the cuff, you know, tighter for if it's cooler out. Or one, or you can, so two, like an adjustment. You can have it a tight cuff or a more loose cuff. And it has two pockets, and the pockets have buttons. And, it has collars, but no buttons on the collar. And then it has buttons down the front of the shirt, as you normally would see. But on the front tail of the shirt, if you will, it has extra buttons sewn on. And the question I have, or the point I was trying or thinking of making, is I think that you can somehow judge some of the quality of a garment by a couple things. One, does it have those extra buttons in case one falls off? So this one, some of them come with two of the small buttons if you have collar tabs, and two of the larger buttons if you have, you know, the buttons for the front of the shirt or the sleeves, the cuffs. What are your thoughts about quality and the addition of extra buttons included with the garment in case you lose one or two?
Absolutely, that's a mark of a good shirt. More detail is a mark of a good shirt. If you have a plaid and they match the plaid, that's a mark of a good shirt. But absolutely the buttons, and I'll talk more about that if you want afterward, Ben.
Yeah, that sounds great. If you've got the time, we're going into the bottom of the hour break. But, you know, all my shirts are old class. I mean, you know, 15 years old, 20, 30 years old. I don't have new anything. We'll be right back.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Millions of people across the southeast United States are tallying their losses and assessing their damage left by Hurricane Ian, a devastating storm that claimed dozens of lives in Florida. The storm also played a role in the deaths of four people in North Carolina and two in Cuba. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Brought so much water that you're having basically what's been a 500-year flood event.
More FBI whistleblowers are telling one lawmaker about the corruption at the FBI and Department of Justice. Texas Republican Representative Louie Gohmert on Newsmax.
This Justice Department has gone to the old Nazi way of intimidating, of trying to manipulate and scare people into doing exactly what they said.
Kim Kardashian agreed to pay a $1.26 million fine for peddling cryptocurrency on Instagram without revealing she was being paid. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Fox
it's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about a tip from 5 Minute University about determining the overall quality of a shirt by the number of buttons that are added to the front tail, if you will, of a shirt, extra buttons. And sometimes if you buy a suit coat or a sport coat, that may have 2, 3, or 4 buttons on the cuffs. And the higher quality garments have extra buttons, either in a plastic bag inside the inside pocket, or they're sewn on. Because if you lose a button, you're never going to get one to match, because they keep changing the buttons, you know, for each season. Kathy, back to you about the quality of a garment. So collar tabs with buttons. That would indicate a better quality garment overall, right? The shirt I have on now does not have collar buttons. I wish it did. I mean, that was something that I normally would look for when I buy a shirt, but I like these shirts so much that even though they didn't have collar tab buttons, the other features of the shirt I liked. I like the tails, I like the cut, I like the fit, I like the fabric, I like the extra buttons in the cuff. And this particular shirt has two pockets. But not only does it have two pockets, it has two pockets with flaps. And each of the flaps has a button to hold the flap down. And I don't smoke, but if I did smoke, these have an expansion, couple expansion seams that would let the pocket puff outward rather than inward. And I could, you know, put a pack of cigarettes in there. I don't smoke, but if something that size would fit in there, and the pocket would hold it, and I could button it, and whatever I put in my pocket won't fall out. So those are things that I liked about it. And so how does that relate in your world to quality and what we look for in like a shirt, for example?
Well, it is detail. Sometimes it's style, but I would say that a quality shirt typically has a feel to it. The fabric is normally like a finer fabric, or like if it's a dress shirt, if it's a flannel or work shirt, it's a thicker fabric. If you look at the stitches are typically smaller because they take more time to do and take a little more thread. Extra buttons, like we said. And if you're ever in like a store or a place where you can compare, you know, just go look at a like a quality suit next to a cheaper one, or quality pair of like dress pants or a dress shirt. It has a better like feel. The fabric is normally a stronger, it's not as stretchy normally, unless obviously it's a knit. But a lot of times too, I just watch, if I'm looking at a dress or a blouse or something, I see how it hangs. If it hangs crooked, like I said, that's not a good quality fabric. That means it was probably going to stretch out if you wash it. And if things don't match, like your plaids, if they don't line up, that's a sign that it's a cheaper. And you were talking about buttons. And if you don't have I always use a product called Fray Check. As soon as I get a shirt, I put a little dot on the back of each button so that it won't come undone. And if you don't have that, you can just run. You don't have to take the buttons off. You can just stitch one or two things through and knot it just to secure your buttons. Because, like you said, Vince, if you have a nice shirt or a sport coat and you lose a button, the money you're going to spend on replacing that, trying to match it, unless you can, sometimes you can move them around. Like I've had one come off the front before. And if the ones on the cuffs aren't too different, or if it's a, you know, maybe somewhere else on the garment, I move that to the front and move the other one to the cuff if I can, or put a different one. You just have to look to see how it's made. But that's what I would check, is just, you know, quality just has a feel for it. You can just tell when somebody walks in with a nice shirt or a suit or something, or like even look at how Carhartt's made as compared to a lot of their competitors. They're just so
Kathy,
made better. Yeah.
Yeah. What I did was, as you were describing this, you know, the stitch per inch, I looked at the cuff, and it is really, really fine. I mean, the stitches per inch, there are more stitches per inch than is necessary. And so I think that, now this was not an expensive shirt, class. I don't have expensive anything. But I buy, you know, many things used, and I look for good values. But these shirts, I think, were either $10 or $12 at the factory outlet. They had a Vanity Fair factory outlet in Lebanon, Missouri. And they sold Lee and Wrangler blue jeans for, I think, $17.99 or $18.99. First quality, but they had a factory outlet. So the blue jeans were less expensive. And they had shirts, racks and racks and racks of shirts. And for some reason, it seems that long sleeve shirts would end up being sold in the summertime. I guess nobody buys long sleeve shirts in the summertime. And then in the wintertime, they would, when it's freezing cold out, they would have short sleeve shirts. I guess nobody buys short sleeve shirts in the wintertime, except, you know, USA Preparers. We do. And so I, you know, you buy off season. And so for $10 or $12, I could buy a really, really nice shirt, probably a $30, $35 shirt normally for $10 or $12. And the neat thing for me is they would have like three of them, all in my size. I'd get all three of them. So, and when people see me, they think I have one shirt. Because they're, you know, they're all solid color. I have some orange ones. And it sounds terrible, like burnt orange. But I like them for the form, because if I'm out there, I don't want to get, if it's hunting season, I want to make sure people see me. So I have some orange ones, not bright orange, but burnt orange. I have some, soft yellow, and I have some soft, maybe hunter green. And they're all the same. I mean, they all look exactly the same. They're all the same label, same size, and the same quality. And so when I find one that I really like, I usually get several of them, and that works for me. So I get three shirts for the price of one. And then, but so thread count, is important, and the stitching is important, and the lining up of the seams and how it hangs. So Kathy, have you found that factory outlets do sell first quality garments as I have, or is that an anomaly, like Vanity Fair? And by the way, they went out of business. They just closed.
Yes, I think they do, Vince. We don't have any. I mean, we do have some discount places here, like the Burlington Coat Factory. I think they do. There again, I think sometimes it's just out-of-season clothes. It might be they're changing their style. Sometimes there's a flaw. Sometimes the flaw is not even hardly noticeable or in a spot where it doesn't matter, but you really have to look it over well. I would just look, lift up the arm, look underneath, button them, unbutton them. But I got some really nice winter coats at the Burlington Coat Factory a few years ago, and it was the warmest coat I ever had, and it was probably 75% the cost if I was going to get it somewhere else. But I think you can find it. It just takes time. And I just think you really have to look it over, because sometimes there are flaws. I've seen things where there's like it's either got a mark on it, or there's like a snag in it, or there might be like when they were making it, the thread might have bunched up on one of the areas where you can see that. But I think a lot of it is just they're like an outlet where they couldn't get rid of them. And you may see that now, like coming up with, if there's more stores closing. So, I've had good luck with them, Vince. I used to get like socks and stuff. I can't remember the name. It wasn't Vanity Fair. There was another one that we used to get my husband's socks at all the time when we would go to these outlets, but they've closed up too.
Hager, maybe?
Yes, it was Hager. Yep, it was Hager. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to, there's one in Branson, or there was one in Branson. I don't know if they're still there. We used to be able to get men's clothes at Hager, and a good quality, or excellent quality, for less. I had a couple things I wanted to ask you about these shortages. Kathy, have you found this celery thing? That's extraordinary. Celery, 87 cents a stalk rather than a bunch. Who buys celery one stalk at a time? It never occurred to me that celery would be sold one stalk at a time rather than a whole bunch. It's like buying one carrot, right?
Right. Well, Vince, I could see it if they broke it up. Like, maybe you're somebody that doesn't cook a lot and you would never go through it. If you're elderly or something, or single and you're okay. I mean, for me, I always use it up, so that's not an issue for me. But to me, like, 87 cents a piece. I mean, why couldn't they do like half of it or a third of it and wrap it that way and just break it up? But talking about that, Vince, I'm going to dehydrate some. When I read that, I thought, it's not so much that if it's okay, let's say it's $1.99 a bunch. that's not the issue that I look at. I look at the issue of what is it going to be like 6 months from now? Is it going to be available? And is it, what's the price going to be? Look at how much the price has gone up from 2019 to 20 to 21 till now. I mean, most things I have seen have gone up anywhere from 25 to 50%, if not more. I've seen a lot of things that have gone up double than what they used to be. So I'm going to practice dehydrating. I think my mistake I made before is I think I overdried them, and they were real hard. So if, not that I couldn't still use it for the flavor, but I'm going to try to freeze some, and I'm going to try to dehydrate some, Vince, because it's, to me, I look at the fact that I'm just trying to, what can I get through the winter with, what can I buy now and process now while it's available? Because who knows what it's going to be like by January. But, yes, I agree, 87 cents one stock was a bit much.
Kathy, last night you and I were talking on the phone for a few minutes, and we were talking about our grandparents. And I mentioned to you that I remember my grandmother back in the 1950s. She's from Italy, and she was a fabulous, fabulous cook, a fabulous gardener, and her husband was a fabulous gardener as well. They're hard working. And they didn't waste anything. They survived the first Great Depression here in the United States. And they had two spices, just two. One was salt, and the other was pepper. And I think that salt was, actually, both of them were really hard to get. Now, I can't prove it, but they didn't have, you know, a kitchen cabinet full of every conceivable spice. It was salt and pepper. And then later into the 50s, 1950s, there was oregano, maybe parsley from their garden, and fennel seeds. That's all I remember. Salt, pepper, fennel seeds, and oregano. That was it. Kathy, is that the way it was with your grandmother? Just salt and pepper?
We'll
be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Kathy, about spices, was it similar in your grandmother's household, just two spices, salt and pepper, and then maybe through the 50s, branching out to a couple more spices?
Yeah, Vince, it was. My grandmother, I think she was born in 1886 or something like that, and she had a very simple, she just had a little spice rack that, I think it was just above her stove, and it was just three or four or five things. I mean, I'm embarrassed. I have quite a few in mine, in my cupboard. But my mother-in-law, she talked about quite a bit about the Depression. And, you know, we talked last night, then one of the questions somebody asked was, what would you do if you knew there was going to be a Great Depression in 2 weeks? And that's really a, that's a hard question, because there's a lot of things that people would need to get if you have the money. But she used to talk about salt. She said we couldn't get spices. We couldn't get salt. And she said when we got it, we had to really ration it. And she talked about, like, they grew their chamomile, and so they had that's what they used for their tea. They had made chamomile tea and mint. So there's herbs you can grow. If we get to that point where you can't get spices, I mean, oregano comes back every year. It depends on the zone, and you're it with some of these. But I'm in a zone five. But, like, I had rosemary that it came back for 5 years, and I lost it last year. But there's sage comes back every year. I mean, you can grow parsley and dehydrate. And right now, Vince, we're supposed to get a frost on Friday. And I am desperately trying to get as much of, as I can get picked and taken care of before the frost. And I'm drying tomatoes for tomato powder, and I'm making raspberry jam and freezing them. I picked literally the little ice cream buckets that you get. I picked two or three of those, I think three, between Friday and Saturday. I'm just getting so many. But once I get the frost, I'll get a few. But after that, I won't get any. So I'm just trying to impart to people, if you can get things from your garden, if you can dry your herbs, if you can get things from a farmer's market like peppers or onions or cabbage, and you could do something with it, if you can make sauerkraut out of the cabbage, I just think it would help you get through the winter. And to me, it's peace of mind, but it's myself, it's healthier if I grow it myself. And because I expanded my garden best, I just really, you know, it's really been, that's all I've done pretty much this summer is worked in my garden and try to preserve everything that I've grown.
Yeah. And one of the things that I found, Kathy, is that if I put it in the cart and I wait a little bit, like maybe a half hour or an hour, and you know, think, I might find some more things I'll put in the cart and pay for them all at once, that's a bad move. Because what I found, and it's happened multiple times, the price increases while it's in the cart, literally, class. So I wanted to buy some, case in point, we have a fuel tank for farm diesel, and it has a fuel filter and an electric fuel pump. And the fuel filter was over 17 years old, maybe 20. I brought it from Virginia. And I thought, gosh, you know, it's time to change that particulate fuel filter to get, you know, a new one in there to make it easier on the pump so the pump doesn't wear out. So pump's now $300-$500, more like $400-$500. So I wanted to replace the filter, and I found some on eBay. Now, typically, these filters used to be $7. Now they're like $25 to $50 each. Well, there was a seller that was selling them, new old stock, exactly what I was looking for $7 a piece. I put four of them in the cart, and I waited a little bit to pay for them, and the price went from $7 to $12.50 each in the cart. That's what happens. So I negotiated back and forth with the seller, and I said, whoa, you know, they were $7, and you raised the price while they were in the cart. And they decided to send me a refund. But that kind of thing is happening more and more often. The price goes up when it's in the cart. So here's the word to the wise. If you're going to buy it, don't procrastinate. If you're going to buy it, and if you think the price is right for you, pay for it before it goes up. It's like Nazi Germany. It's like the Weimar Republic. People used to pay for their meals before they ate them because they knew 45 minutes later, if they waited for the check till after they had their meal, the price would be higher. No kidding. We're talking the 1930s in Germany. That's what happened. That's what's happening here right now. Kathy, have you heard of these things too?
Yeah, Vince, and the other thing is if you call to order something, get the price with the shipping, any additional charges, because sometimes they leave the price the same, but they increase the shipping quite a bit, and you don't know that until you process it or you get the bill for it.
Very good. Well, I guess we're done with today's class. I want to thank Arjun for calling in. Kathy, thank you for calling in. Two USA Prepares instructors. You'll hear from both of them in the near future. Kathy, thank you so much for your excellent work in domestic engineering, preparing us for what's coming. Shortages. There are more shortages happening all the time, class. And with Florida, it's going to get worse. Kathy, thank you so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And there's so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.